News release. Governor Jared Polis. Automobile Theft Prevention Board. The board shall solicit and review applications for grants that assist in improving and supporting automobile theft prevention programs or programs for the enforcement or prosecution of automobile theft crimes through statewide planning and coordination. For a term expiring February 1, 2026, Martin Trujillo of Colorado Springs, Colorado, to serve as a representative of an insurance company authorized to issue motor vehicle insurance policies, occasioned by the resignation of Robert Pace of Highlands Ranch, Colorado, appointed. Board of Directors of the State Historical Society. The Board of Directors of the State Historical Society is the governing body for the State Historical Society. The Society is a 501(c)(3) charitable organization and an agency of the State of Colorado under the Department of Higher Education. It offers public access to cultural and heritage resources of Colorado, including statewide museums and special programs for individuals and families, collection stewardship of Colorado's historic treasures, educational resources for schools, students and teachers, and services related to preservation, archaeology and history. For terms expiring July 1, 2024, Richard Benenson of Aspen, Colorado, appointed. Carlos Martinez of Denver, Colorado, appointed. Kathy McLean Finlan of Denver, Colorado, reappointed. Donna Lynn of Denver, Colorado, reappointed. Tamara Joyce Ward of Denver, Colorado, reappointed. Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators. The Board of Examiners of Nursing Home Administrators licenses nursing home operators and may conduct hearings to revoke, suspend, deny or reissue licenses. For terms expiring July 1, 2025, Don Backstrom, NHA, of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a Nursing Home Administrator, Continuum of Care Administration, appointed. Board of Governors of the Colorado State University System. The Board of Governors of the Colorado State University System is the governing board for Colorado State University and the Colorado State University, Pueblo. The board selects the presidents of these schools and generally oversees the schools, including determination of salaries and tuition, conferring degrees and carrying out other legal functions. Effective December 31, 2021 for a term expiring December 31, 2025. Louis Martin of Rush, Colorado, to serve as a member who has substantial experience in the production of agriculture, and as an unaffiliate, appointed. Kenzo Kawanabe of Denver, Colorado, to serve as an unaffiliate, appointed. Elizabeth Markey of Fort Collins, Colorado, to serve as a Democrat, appointed. Board of Trustees for Adams State University. The Board of Trustees for Adams State University makes policy for the school and oversees its operation. Effective January 1, 2022 for terms expiring December 31, 2025. Mark Martinez of Alamosa, Colorado, an unaffiliate, appointed. Jennifer Muller of Alamosa, Colorado, a Democrat, appointed. Jonathan Marquez of Denver, Colorado, a Republican, reappointed. Board of Trustees for Colorado Mesa University. The Board of Trustees makes policy for the school and oversees its operation. For a term expiring December 31, 2023, Charles Dukes of Commerce City, Colorado, to serve as an unaffiliate, occasioned by the resignation of Kelly Brow of Denver, Colorado, appointed, effective January 1, 2022, for a term expiring December 31, 2025. Timothy Fry of Grand Junction, Colorado, to serve as a Democrat, appointed. Gary Reif of Denver, Colorado, a Democrat, appointed. Board of Trustees for Fort Lewis College. The Board of Trustees for Fort Lewis College makes policy for the school and oversees its operation. Effective January 1, 2022 for terms expiring December 31, 2025. Paul Major of Telluride, Colorado, to serve as a Democrat, appointed. Board of Trustees of Western Colorado University. The Board of Trustees for Western Colorado University makes policy for the school and oversees its operation. Effective December 31, 2021 for terms expiring December 31, 2025. Kara Buckley of Crested Butte, Colorado, an unaffiliate, appointed. Cecil Gutierrez of Loveland, Colorado, a Democrat, appointed. Richard Todd of Centennial, Colorado, a Republican, reappointed. Board of Trustees of the Colorado School of Mines. The Board of Trustees of the Colorado School of Mines makes policy for the school and oversees its operation. effective January 1, 2022 for terms expiring December 31, 2025. David Lawler of Denver, Colorado, a Republican, appointed. Lucinda Sanders of Boulder, Colorado, a Democrat, reappointed. Board of Trustees of the University of Northern Colorado. The Board of Trustees of the University of Northern Colorado is the governing body for the school. Powers and duties include the responsibility to adopt and enforce regulations and policies, and the option to enter into resource-sharing programs with other institutions of higher education to maximize the availability of educational programs. Effective December 31, 2021 for terms expiring December 31, 2025. Annette Martinez of Windsor, Colorado, to serve as an unaffiliate, appointed. Colorado Aeronautical Board. The Colorado Aeronautical Board assesses the state's aviation needs and makes recommendations to the director of the Division of Aeronautics within the Department of Transportation. Effective December 20, 2021 for terms expiring December 19, 2024. Charles Sheik Myers of Elbert, Colorado, to serve as a representative of local government that operates airports on the Eastern Slope, reappointed. Kenneth Mayanpa of Mountain Village, Colorado, to serve as a representative of local government that operates airports on the Western Slope, reappointed. Colorado Dental Board. The Colorado Dental Board makes rules and regulations, examines and licenses dentists and dental hygienists, and conducts hearings regarding the suspension or revocation of licenses. Effective December 11, 2021, for a term expiring January 1, 2025, Willie Johnson, RDH of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a dental hygienist, occasioned by the resignation of Yanira A. Owens of Aurora, Colorado, appointed. Effective January 2, 2022, for terms expiring January 1, 2026. Colleen Lamprin, MPH of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a public member, appointed. Jamie Marquez, DMD of Erie, Colorado, to serve as a dentist, appointed. Colorado State Historic Preservation Review Board. The Historic Preservation State Review Board approves National Register nominations. The board also reviews the State Historic Preservation Officer's recommendations for national landmarks and provides general advice, guidance and professional recommendations to the State Historic Preservation Officer in carrying out the duties and responsibilities authorized by the National Historic Preservation Act. Effective January 1, 2022 for terms expiring January 1, 2024. Dr. Charles Nicholas Scenes of Alamosa, Colorado, to serve as recognized professional in the field of history, appointed. Lauren Geber, M.A., of Golden, Colorado, to serve as a recognized as a member of the public, appointed. Carl Warren McWilliams, M.A., of Fort Collins, Colorado, to serve as a recognized professional in the field of history, reappointed. Gail Marjorie Beaton, M.A., of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a member of the public, reappointed. Terry Gentry, M.A., of Littleton, Colorado, to serve as a member of the public, reappointed. Heather King Peterson, M.A., of Lakewood, Colorado, to serve as a member of the public, reappointed. Lisa Marie Schock, M.A., of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as a member of the public, reappointed. Colorado Tourism Board of Directors. The Board of Directors sets and administers policies regarding expenditures from the Colorado Travel and Tourism Fund created in 24-49.7-106 for promoting travel and tourism and related activities that benefit the state. For a term expiring June 1, 2025, Philip Washington of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as an at-large member from a tourism-based industry, appointed. Nicholas Ragan of Colorado Springs, Colorado, to serve as representative for cultural events and facilities, appointed. Colorado Wildlife Habitat Stamp Committee. The Colorado Wildlife Habitat Stamp Committee shall annually review proposed projects for expenditure of Colorado Wildlife Habitat Stamp funds and make recommendations to the director and the Wildlife Commission. For a term expiring December 31, 2022, Lauren McCain of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a representative of national or regionally recognized conservation organization whose mission is focused on non-game wildlife and whose membership is composed primarily of non-game wildlife users, occasioned by the resignation of Ashley Johnson Rust of Denver, Colorado, appointed, for a term expiring December 31, 2023. Erica Elvave of Englewood, Colorado, to serve as a representative of national or regionally recognized conservation organization whose mission is focused on non-game wildlife and whose membership is composed primarily of non-game wildlife users, occasioned by the resignation of Priya Nanjappa of Lakewood, Colorado, appointed Food Systems Advisory Council. The council advances recommendations that strengthen healthy food access for all Coloradans through Colorado agriculture and local food systems and economies. It is the state conduit for hearing, reviewing and advancing critical food systems issues in which state government does or could play a role. For a term expiring August 31, 2022, Tonesia Diaz of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a recipient of a federal food assistance program and as a recipient of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, occasioned by the resignation of Mary Sanders of Denver, Colorado, appointed, for a term expiring August 31, 2023. Lorian Unnevier of Grand Junction, Colorado, to serve as an academic specialist in economic systems, agriculture, or healthcare, occasioned by the resignation of Nicole Savita of Berthoud, Colorado, appointed, for terms expiring August 31, 2024. Todd Dorfman of Boulder, Colorado, to serve as a nutrition expert, licensed physician, or registered dietitian, appointed. Tessa Hale of Boulder, Colorado, to serve as a representative of institutional procurement in a healthcare setting, appointed. Derek Hoffman of Greeley, Colorado, to serve as a representative of agricultural production and as a member who sells agricultural products to a public school or school district, appointed. Marcy Cochran of Pueblo, Colorado, to serve as a recipient of a federal food assistance program, reappointed. Elizabeth Marin of Sawatch, Colorado, to serve as a member with expertise in rural communities and regional development programs or community and economic development programs, reappointed. Julie Moore of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as a representative of food wholesalers or food retailers and as a direct market retailer, reappointed. History, Culture, Social Contributions, and Civil Government in Education Commission. The History, Culture, Social Contributions, and Civil Government in Education Commission is established to make recommendations to the State Board of Education when the State Board performs its scheduled six-year review of education standard so that those standards and programs accurately reflect the history, culture, social contributions, and civil government of the United States and Colorado, including the contributions and influence of American Indians, Latinos, African Americans, Asian Americans, and the intersectionality of significant social and cultural features within these communities. For a term expiring August 1, 2023, Jennifer Trujillo of Durango, Colorado, to serve as a member representing a smaller state institution of higher education, occasioned by the resignation of Laura Janelle Owens of Durango, Colorado, appointed. For terms expiring August 1, 2025, Pamela Espinoza of Trinidad, Colorado, to serve as a member of the Latino community, appointed. Andrea Johnson of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as a member of the African American community, appointed. Mike Juan Nguyen of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a member of the Asian community, appointed. Katie Santos de la Rosa of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a member of the Latino community, appointed. Miguel Boxer of Durango, Colorado, to serve as a member of the American Indian community, reappointed. Falana Hailemariam of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a member of the African American community, reappointed. Andres Carlos Martinez of Wheat Ridge, Colorado, to serve as a member of the American Indian community, reappointed. Judicial Performance Commissions. There are 23 Judicial Performance Commissions serving the state of Colorado, one state commission and 22 district commissions. The state commission evaluates the performance of Supreme Court justices and Court of Appeals judges, and the district commissions evaluate district court and county court judges. Commissioners evaluate judges during two different cycles, retention and interim. 8th Judicial District Judicial Performance Commission for terms expiring November 30, 2025. William Flowers of Fort Collins, Colorado, to serve as a non-attorney, appointed. Dedria Johnson of Fort Collins, Colorado, to serve as a non-attorney, appointed. 10th Judicial District Judicial Performance Commission for terms expiring November 30, 2025. Tisha Morrow of Pueblo, Colorado, to serve as a non-attorney, appointed. Edward Perry of Pueblo, Colorado, to serve as a non-attorney, appointed. 14th Judicial District Judicial Performance Commission for a term expiring November 30, 2025. Shanna Ganay of Granby, Colorado, to serve as a non-attorney, reappointed. 15th Judicial District Judicial Performance Commission for a term expiring November 30, 2025. Mary Jo Tallman of Brandon, Colorado, to serve as a non-attorney, reappointed. 20th Judicial District Judicial Performance Commission for terms expiring November 30, 2025. Carl Kurtz of Longmont, Colorado, to serve as a non-attorney, reappointed. Lowell, Stephen, Moravitz of Longmont, Colorado, to serve as a non-attorney, reappointed. Local Government Limited Gaming Impact Fund Advisory Committee. The board works to establish standardized methodology and criteria for documenting, measuring, assessing and reporting of gaming impacts upon eligible local government entities. The board will also make funding recommendations to the Executive Director of the Department of Local Affairs. For a term expiring at the pleasure of the governor, Kayla Garcia of Lakewood, Colorado, appointed. David Thoreau of Grand Junction, Colorado, appointed. Office of Public Guardianship. The Office of Public Guardianship will provide guardianship services to indigent and incapacitated adults who have no responsible family members or friends who are available and appropriate to serve as a guardian, lack adequate resources to compensate a private guardian and pay the costs associated with an appointment proceeding, and are not subject to a petition for appointment or guardian filed by a county adult protective services unit or otherwise authorized by law, and to gather data to help the General Assembly determine the for and the feasibility of a statewide Office of Public Guardianship. For a term expiring November 1, 2025, Spencer Crona of Lakewood, Colorado, to serve as an attorney admitted to the practice of law, appointed. Physical Therapy Board. The Physical Therapy Board is responsible for the regulations of the practice of physical therapy in Colorado. It also grants licenses to qualified applicants, adopts all reasonable and necessary rules for the administration and enforcement of regulations, supervises unlicensed persons by physical therapists, taking into account the education and training of the unlicensed individuals and the physical therapy of animals, including without limitation, education and clinical requirements for the performance of physical therapy of animals and the procedure for handling complaints to the Department of Regulatory Agencies regarding physical therapy of animals. Effective January 2, 2022 for terms expiring January 1, 2026. Cheryl Sipe, MD of Denver, Colorado, to serve as a member of the public, appointed. Shashi Gunda, PT of Colorado Springs, Colorado, to serve as a professional physical therapist, reappointed. Pinnacle Assurance Board of Directors. The Pinnacle Assurance Board of Directors promulgates rules and regulations pertaining to the operation and administration of the Colorado Pinnacle Assurance Fund. Effective January 1, 2022 for terms expiring January 1, 2027. Howard L. Carver of Silverthorne, Colorado, to serve as a member with experience in management and operation of insurance companies not competing with Pinnacle, reappointed. Jesus Salazar of Denver, Colorado, to serve as an employer whose liability is insured by Pinnacle, reappointed. State Board of Addiction Counselor Examiners. The State Board of Addiction Counselor Examiners adopts rules and regulations, conducts examinations and grants or denies licenses. For a term expiring December 31, 2024, Erica Hoy of Grand Junction, Colorado, to serve as a certified addiction counselor, occasioned by the resignation of James Saunders of Colorado Springs, Colorado, appointed, effective January 1, 2022 for terms expiring December 31, 2025. Christina Daniel of Alamosa, Colorado, to serve as a licensed addiction counselor, appointed, Crystal Kisselberg of Grand Junction, Colorado, to serve as a licensed addiction counselor, appointed. Jonathan Culwell of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as a public member, reappointed. State Electrical Board. The board examines and licenses electricians. The board also adopts and revises rules and regulations concerning the installation, repair and alteration of wiring apparatus and equipment for electric light, heat and power. For terms expiring July 1, 2025, Elva Diane Lynch, of Commerce City, Colorado, to serve as an electrical contractor who has a master's license, replacing Chad Kelly Dela of Ray, appointed. State Personnel Board. The State Personnel Board adopts, amends, and repeals the procedures which implement those sections of the state constitution concerning the state personnel system. For terms expiring June 30, 2023, Kimberly Dempster Neilio of Denver, Colorado, occasioned by the resignation of Roxanne White, MSW, of Denver, Colorado, appointed. F. Robert Lee of Littleton, Colorado, occasioned by the resignation of Karen Neparko, Crow, of Littleton, Colorado, appointed. State Veterinary Education Loan Repayment Council created in Colorado State Universities, CSU, College of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Sciences. The Rural Veterinary Education Loan Repayment Council shall be under the direct supervision of the Dean of CSU's College of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Sciences or the Dean's designee. The council is created to assist veterinarians with education loan repayments in exchange for providing veterinary services in rural areas of the state in need of veterinary services. Repayments from the fund to eligible veterinarians who have graduated from an accredited Doctor of Veterinary Medicine schools, currently live in Colorado or, at some point, have lived in Colorado for at least 3 years, and agree to practice veterinary medicine for up to 4 years in a rural area of the state that is experiencing a shortage of veterinarians that the council designates for participation in the program. Members serve 4-year terms and can serve 3 consecutive terms. For a term expiring October 1, 2022, Morgan McCarty of Broomfield, Colorado, to serve as the Commissioner of Agriculture's designee, occasioned by the resignation of Keith Rohr of Broomfield, Colorado, appointed. Statewide Internet Portal Authority. The Statewide Internet Portal Authority develops the officially recognized statewide internet portal that provides one-stop access to electronic information, products, and services in order to give members of the public an alternative way to transact business with the state. For a term expiring at the pleasure of the governor, Anthony Gherardini of Aurora, Colorado, to serve as a representative from the Department of Personnel and Administration, appointed. Substance Abuse Trend and Response Task Force. The task force will examine the prevention, intervention, and treatment of the abuse of methamphetamine and treatment of the abuse of methamphetamine and to examine the production and distribution of methamphetamine, strengthening the laws concerning methamphetamine, and make an appropriation. For a term expiring July 1, 2026, Brandon Davis of Englewood, Colorado, a representative of the governor's policy staff, appointed Underground Damage Prevention Safety Commission. The Safety Commission shall advise the Notification Association and other state agencies, the General Assembly and local governments on best practices and training to prevent damage to underground utilities, policies to enhance public safety, including the establishment and periodic updating of industry best standards, including marking and documentation best practices and technology advancements, and policies and practices to improve efficiency and cost savings to the 811 program, including the review, establishment and periodic updating of industry best standards to ensure the highest level of productivity and service for the benefit of both excavators and owners and operators. For a term expiring January 1, 2024, Esther Williams of Arvada, Colorado, to serve as a representative of investor-owned utilities, occasioned by the resignation of Eric Kirkpatrick of Castle Rock, Colorado, appointed, effective January 2, 2022 for terms expiring January 1, 2025. Rob Martindale of Grand Junction, Colorado, to serve as a representative of transportation, appointed. Julie McCaleb of Anton, Colorado, to serve as a member actively engaged in farming or ranching, appointed. Terry King of Pueblo, Colorado, to serve as a representative of telecommunications and broadband companies, appointed. Dana Bejold of Arvada, Colorado, to serve as a representative of engineers, reappointed. Raymond Keith Swordfinger of Pueblo West to serve as a representative of excavators, reappointed. Workers' Compensation Cost Containment Board. The board is responsible for promoting cost containment and risk management programs in the administration of workers' compensation programs. Effective December 14, 2021 for a term expiring December 13, 2024. Allison Miles of Parker, Colorado, to serve as an employer with good risk management experience with respect to their workers' compensation insurance, appointed. Megan Strong of Thornton, Colorado, to serve as an employer with good risk management experience with respect to their workers' compensation insurance, reappointed.